Hi, thanks for your interest in this poster. Here, Ken Caldera and I show how atmospheric pressure gradients and Coriolis forces control the power density of large wind farms and provide geophysical limits to it. The question that we want to answer is the following: what controls and limits the energy extraction in large wind farms? This question is very important if we think that wind farms are expected to increase both in size and number in the coming years, as we move toward a larger share of electricity generated from renewables. Observations and numerical simulations have indicated an upper bound to the power density of wind farms, in the order of 1 watt per square meter. However, no theoretical foundations has yet been provided. Here, we provide a simple one-dimensional theory that can be described by the figure in the top right panel. Imagine an infinite wind farm on the surface of a plane with winds aloft. The winds far enough from the wind turbine array would not feel the surface drag and would then create a geostrophic balance. In such conditions, the pressure gradient would be orthogonal to the direction of wind flow and in balance with the apparent Coriolis force. When winds close to the surface are slowed because of the drag, the apparent Coriolis force would be reduced and no longer balance the pressure gradient force. In the boundary layer, the wind flow would no longer be orthogonal to the pressure gradient force, and this force would then be able to impart energy to the system. To study this system, we use two different approaches. The first one employs atmospheric simulations conducted with the Weather Research and Forecasting Simulation Tool. The second approach employs analytic expressions that couple equation from atmospheric fluid dynamics to equation from wind farm fluid dynamics. The results of these two approaches are presented in the bottom left panel, where we show that the land area power density of large wind farms is controlled by the interacting pressure gradient, Coriolis, and drag forces. With these results, we demonstrate that kinetic energy extracted by large wind farms is replenished primarily by large-scale pressure forces within the boundary layer, and not a downward transfer from the free troposphere. Maximum power density of large wind farms is limited by the degree to which large-scale pressure forces are not offset by Coriolis forces, and thus are available to accelerate air in the boundary layer. With this new theoretical framework, we then estimated the power density of a hypothetical large wind farm around the globe, as you can see in the bottom right panel. Our estimates are consistent with numerical and observation-based studies. For example, over the continental US, we found power densities ranging from 0.5 to 1.5 watt per square meter. Over the North Atlantic Ocean, we found instead higher power densities, ranging from 2 to 4 watt per square meter. This study ultimately provides a better understanding of how large-scale wind farms function and how much energy they can generate on average. Our analysis can be used by wind farm developers to help assess the economic feasibility of large wind farms, or by policymakers and energy system planners who seek to understand the potential contributions of wind power to future energy systems.